with Laura Fox.
Podcast. Now, when it comes to fashion, vintage shopping is all the rage these days. And I'm not surprised because not only is it a great way to find unique pieces, it's also really, really good for the environment. It reduces waste, it supports local shops, promotes fair trade, and so much more. So here to tell us all about vintage shopping is stylist and fashion contributor to Image magazine, Adam Walsh. Hello, Adam.
Hi, Blalin. Thank you so much for having me.
Not at all. Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm delighted.
Now, listen, get nice and close to the microphone there. Okay, so listen, why do you think vintage shops are gaining so much popularity?
I think vintage shops are gaining a lot of popularity recently because I think the internet has a lot to contribute to it. So say with Gen Z, we have kind of refined like much more of a nostalgia in different areas that we might necessarily have gotten to experience before.
Yes, yes.
And through like TV, music videos, all that sort of stuff, we see it pushed out online.
Mm.
And I think that's a big contributor as to why. And now it's always been a good sustainable practice and it always has been throughout the years.
Yeah.
But I think that's definitely the rise of it.
Oh, 100%. I mean, the rise in 90s fashion, early noughties. I was there for the first time for all of that stuff. But it's funny. You see all these different outfits. You're like, oh my goodness, I remember wearing that the first time.
Yeah.
So it's very exciting. And I love that when you see like different movies and even different TV shows like Stranger Things, for example, that's definitely had an influence on music. We're seeing a lot of that old school tunes making their way back into the charts. So we're seeing it with fashion as well, which is very exciting. Now, could you share with us, with our listeners, some of your favourite shopping hacks that always lead to great finds? Because it can be difficult doing a little bit of vintage shopping.
It can. So I think the best way to navigate it is to kind of always be popping in and out of different vintage shops and seeing what they have and what they don't have and like what the different vibes are.
Yeah.
So always just being in and out. And even if you've no plans to buy anything, I think that's the best way to go about it and to kind of know your personal style before you go in. So be very comfortable in what you like, what silhouettes you like, what shapes you like, what colours you like.
Exactly.
And just go in and just don't be looking for anything. Just go in and just whatever you find, you find.
An open mind. Do you know what I also love about vintage shops and secondhand shops as well? Their window displays are always absolutely gorgeous. Now, those window displays, I think they stay up for maybe 2 weeks. So if you see anything in the shop window that you want, you actually have to go in and say, I want to buy that. You got to put your name down for it.
Oh, absolutely. There's actually a charity. So I'm from Bray and there's a charity
so
shop.
So am I.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. There you go.
There's a charity shop and in the window, there's always a sign saying, the window stock will be going on sale on this date. So kind of first come, first serve. You can't put your name down.
Oh, you can't.
No,
oh, I love that.
Yeah.
It's like, the claws are out. Like, okay, run in, try get whatever you can. That's brilliant. So what are the common misconceptions about vintage shopping and how can our audience navigate through those?
So I think the biggest misconception that I always hear is that it's like not sanitary or that it's just like it's not...
Which is crazy.
It is crazy because I think the people just think that they just pick stuff up from here, there and everywhere and just pop it in a shop. But that's just not true. People like scour the world, go to these warehouses, wholesalers, everything, and they handpick everything.
Yeah.
And then they pop them into their shops. It's not as simple as just going out and just picking random clothes up
exactly.
off wherever.
It's curated.
Exactly.
Exactly.
To each shop's aesthetic.
Yeah, I know Blonna Tennessee, who owns Folkester. She used to have a vintage shop. Now, this is years ago, but she used to go all over the world. She used to go particularly over to Berlin. She'd go and pick up loads of really cool kind of military jackets and all that sort of stuff. So it is, there's an art to it, isn't there?
Oh, there 100% is.
So it's all about finding the perfect vintage shop for you and your style.
Exactly. That's why I say you just need to keep popping in and out of all different ones and just seeing what you like.
Exactly. Now, how can vintage shopping be a sustainable and environmentally friendly way to update one's wardrobe?
I think even in terms of vintage, but even not necessarily vintage, buying clothes and wearing them is the most sustainable thing you can do. So even if it's not vintage, going to the high street and just picking up something you know you're going to love and that you know you're going to keep wearing over and over and over again is the best thing to do. Obviously, it's the same with vintage. You can pop into a vintage shop. It's obviously a bit more sustainable because it's been saved from landfill and you're giving it a whole new lease of life.
Mm.
But I think the best thing you can do is just buying something and wearing it over and over again and just loving it.
And, you know, I've heard actually Courtney Smith said this before, a fabulous stylist, and she said, shop your own wardrobe.
Exactly.
You'll forget stuff that you have in the back of the wardrobe. Like, take everything out, have a look at it, and remember, oh yeah, I have that gorgeous leather jacket that I haven't worn in ages, or those jeans. Like, wear the stuff that you already have. That's so good for the environment.
Exactly. Like, I think, like, every 6 months I'll do, like, a bit of, like, my mum will die when she hears this, but I do a clear out.
Okay.
And then I don't do a clear out. I just take all my clothes back out and just kind of restyle them up however many different ways I want to and just kind of see if I can give each piece a new lease of life.
Yes, Marie Kondo, all of those pieces.
Exactly. And if I can't, then it goes.
That's it. Into a charity shop.
Or
exactly. That's brilliant. Now, Have vintage shops, have they taken off online?
Absolutely. I think, especially with everything during COVID, everything moved online, especially retail. Hmm. So I think a lot of retail stores found it kind of hard to navigate what to do. But I think a lot of, like, Depop was a huge thing in lockdown. I was a huge Depop supporter. Like, lots of independent Depop brands. Vintage stores were making Depops and stuff. Hmm. But there's lots of different, like, my favourite kind of one to peruse was Eden Vintage, which was a Depop shop.
Ooh, I have to write that down. Eden Vintage.
Yeah, they do, like, it's archival like vintage, so it's a lot of, like, Jean Paul Gaultier, Dior's, Gucci.
Stop!
And their stuff is just beautiful. It's like runway pieces that you just would never find anywhere else.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you shouldn't really be sharing these little gems with us, but do share more of this. Where are the best places, do you think, to find all those hidden gems?
Oh, my favourite places. So it's probably a little bit biased, but one of my best friends, Sophie, her family run a couple of vintage stores in Temple Bar. So Flip, Badlands, Sacred Heart of Vintage, they're like my favourite places.
Yeah.
But then also there's loads of all over the country. So there's like Vido in Limerick, Marin Collective in Newry, and Public Romance in Galway. They're some of my favourites as well.
Amazing.
And then there's like lots in Dublin as well. So there's like there's Loot, Omdiva is a very good, and Jenny Vander.
Yeah.
It's kind of just for different aesthetics.
Yeah. And Jenny Vander's actually been around a really, really long time.
Jenny Vander, sorry. I love their stuff. Like their vintage jewellery collections are just insane. And it's more like evening wear, I would say.
Yes.
But it's just classy pieces that I haven't found anywhere that you can get the same stuff.
Yeah. And do you know what else is also kind of taken off is renting clothes.
Oh yeah.
Which is really good, because if you are going to an event, I mean, how often are you going to wear like a gown that's like a floor length gown? Do you know, you're only going to wear it once or twice, so why not rent it?
Exactly. I think it's such a clever thing to do, but I think it's always happened. It's only just recently come into women's wear because you've been able to rent tuxedos and suits for the longest time.
Yes, you have.
But you've never been able to rent dresses.
I remember that from like the Debs.
Yeah.
All the lads would rent a suit.
Yeah. But like you'd never, it's just such a thing that's just come into women's wear now.
Yeah, and I love that. There's loads of great, you can find them all over Instagram, like literally just Google it and they'll all pop up.
Literally.
And tell me about like when you're trying to find good quality pieces, how do you do that?
I'd say the best thing to do is kind of maybe do a bit of research. So when you go into a vintage shop and say you're trying a leather jacket, check what brand the leather jacket is, and then just kind of keep trying on different things and like testing out different brands. I think that's the best thing to do, and then you can kind of figure out the durability of it. And
exactly,
you can tell when you feel something.
You can, and also good. When you read the label and see what the material is made out of. Like if you're looking for something that's going to last a long time, 100% cotton. I mean, that's always going to be your best friend.
Exactly, just literacy in fabrics and stuff like that is just the best way. How things wash, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you can find some beautiful like silk shirts
and scarves
and all those beautiful little kind of pieces that just completely elevate a look. You get some amazing sunglasses, all sorts. Like even if you don't like have a huge budget, you can just buy those tiny little pieces which will have such an impact on a look.
Exactly. It's kind of like taking stuff like styling looks that you already have in your wardrobe, say. So you just buy like a set of scarves, sunglasses, bags, and if you pair it with your Zara stuff, it's still just like a little piece of vintage that goes with the rest of your outfit.
And another thing that you can also do is borrow stuff from your friends.
Oh, absolutely.
I love that. Like, I remember that when you're a teenager and you're getting ready for like to go out for a disco or whatever it is, and you all just bring all of your nice stuff and everyone just kind of rummages through it and you put together a nice little outfit.
Exactly. Even like 2 weeks ago, I was going out with one of my friends and then I was like, I'm actually quite cold. She was like, here's loads of jumpers. Now, they're all vintage jumpers because she's a vintage collector as well.
Yes.
She's like, here's loads of jumpers. Just pick whatever one you want.
Amazing. But I love that. It's so cool. And Adam, thank you so much for joining us. Where can people find you online?
So my Instagram is at Adam Waterstyle.
Amazing.
That's where you can find me.
Lovely. And you can share all of your tips there as well. So if anyone wants to get in touch with you, they'll find you there on Instagram. Adam Walsh from Bray, a fellow Bray person like myself. Thank you so much for coming in. And you look fabulous today, by the way.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Not at all. With Laura Fox. Podcast.